Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to a short but sweet, festive Ambridge on the Couch, an in-depth look at the Archers with me, Harriet Carmichael, and Lucy Freeman. Before we dive into those prezzies, let's remind ourselves of what happened last week with Lucy's Week in Ambridge.
This week in Ambridge was brought to you by even less of a plot than normal. We can summarise it as follows. Usha left, Usha came back. Clary made a lot of costumes we couldn't see. The end. We began the week with Linda trying to solve the problem of the passion. Now the Christmas play itself is a homeless. I can't keep up. Linda has taken on a rather nasty, abusive tone with Krusty, behaving like the dim-witted sidekick to her arch-villain. Every time there's a gap in the script, we go hurrying back to Ambridge Hall, where Linda sits behind a big leather desk, wearing dark glasses and stroking a llama, while Krusty hops about ingratiatingly next to her, wringing her hands and saying, "Yes, your evilness." I'm not at all sure how this dynamic has been created, in which Linda basically says, "Do it, because I say so," and Krusty says, "All right, then." Very odd. I presume at some point Krusty will come to her senses and tell Linda to naff off, at which point I'm confidently expecting Linda to be reported to the Abusive Directors Commission and be stripped of her MBE by February, and Krusty in rehab with Equity going through therapy for PTSD. Clary also needs a dose of assertiveness therapy, as well as dealing with all the turkeys, she has been talked into making the costumes for the entire cast. Susan wants her entrance to make an impact, but David wants a knee-length tunic as he's concerned that his entrance might make too much of one. Also, it's nippy up Lakey Hill, and understandably, he doesn't want his Christmas baubles to ice over. Susan was supposed to be helping Clary, but instead treated Clary's spare bedroom like a bring-and-buy sale and spent the morning trying on Peggy Woolley's old combinations. Usha popped up after 18 months of silence to be really childish and annoying. She actually sounded slightly plastered too, which was odd. Not only does Alan seem both staggered and annoyed that he has so much to do at Christmas, but Usha seems surprised that as the vicar's wife, she gets roped in too. Do none of these people read the small print? Anyway, she went away to her brother's house and then came back, and surely that was enough excitement for anyone. And Alice was back, sounding fine. No mention of drinking. Getting on better with her husband than she appears to have done in years. So that was easy, wasn't it? I'm just going to tiptoe away from that one. I mean, he sounds extremely happy and contented. She's not fussed about having the baby on Christmas Day and wants her mother-in-law to have the baby. Even the last time she saw her mother-in-law, she tried to hit her with a brick. So good. Okay, good. Nothing to look at here then. Move on. Excellent. Lily apparently found a bodice kicking around Lower Loxley. Of course she did. Don't tell me. In the attic, wasn't it? Along with the original Holbein, the deciduous woodland and 47 pigs. Anyway, she's wearing that for the passion, so she's going to ride in looking like that blonde one from Game of Thrones on a dragon, and Susan will be stumping along behind like Hodor. It is a truth universally acknowledged that in fiction, from Barbara Pym through Alan Bennett to the Archers, all women of a certain age are apparently gagging to mother the vicar. Why? Is this a true thing? Do men want to look after female vicars? Joy, Christine, Shula, Peggy and Krusty are all sans men, and is anyone rushing to save them from a lonesome Christmas? No. Meanwhile, the passion. The scriptwriters were completely devoid of inspiration on how to make us care in the slightest about the Ambridge Christmas productions, so they attempted a cliffhanger. The only thing that was going to be good about the nativity was the donkey, and now it's had the offer of a speaking role in Holby City, so it'll be Mary arriving on the back of a spitting Hilda Ogden. And the other supposedly interesting moment was Lily blaming Susan for the fact that it's a bit chilly in December. Oliver gave Krusty some advice about motivating the cast and seemed to think that giving them a biscuit would make up for being shouted at every day for a month by a power-crazed dictator while standing in a field on Boxing Day in a tablecloth. Oliver also encouraged Krusty to think up some award entries. I put my thinking cap on too and come up with poorest performance, audience member who most wants their money back, most futile use of a field and best dinosaur costume. Krusty, here is my advice. Also Clary, also anyone else that needs it. Either find someone with Omicron and lick them, where is up to you, or get hold of a lateral flow and a red felt tip pen. Wave it about to all and sundry, cough theatrically, send out a text saying, alas, cannot be with you, devastated, am in isolation for next 10 days, do a nice Ocado order and bolt all the doors. Job done, the end.
Well, you won't get an Ocado order because no, the slots went months ago. <Yeah. laughs>
Just when you were booking your summer holidays, that's when all the slots went. Yeah.
Christmas slots. Oh, my God. This week was a mess, wasn't it?
It really was.
I thought you sorted it out brilliantly.
Oh, dear.
But what?
I was thinking all the chronology of this is all cockeyed. And then I realised, no, that was the chronology of the show. The chronology of the show was all cockeyed.
I just didn't really understand. The storylines.
No,
just didn't really get it. Like, what? Oh, yeah, I loved that Usha was back, but you're right. She came back. She came back as a drunk.
She went as a drunk and came back as one.
She went, but she. I remembered. She's always quite playful. But it was like...
No, there's playful and then there's pissed, isn't there? I mean, let's face it.
Yeah. But then I didn't mind that. And I sort of thought, well, she's quite cool. And I thought, I think that's great that she's going to her brother's. And that makes total sense. Leave Alan to do his annoying, you know, yeah. Like, oh my God, Alan. I mean, seriously.
I know. And do you know what? It's not like Christmas is a surprise.
No.
It happens quite often.
And
once a year.
Writing speeches is literally all you do in your job.
Yeah.
Sermons, whatever, yeah. You know. Yeah. That's all you do. Surely you could just find one that you wrote in 1983 and change a few references. But anyway, so I thought, oh, Usha, I just thought, actually, that's quite nice. I like the fact that they have that relationship where she can just go, actually, I'm leaving you to it.
Yeah.
You know, she's very independent. And yeah. I've always liked that about Usha. She's not a sort of typical vicar's wife.
Yeah.
But then she came back after he left that irritating message. And she just, all my respect for her disappeared.
Yeah.
I just thought, wouldn't you? Shiv sounds so much more fun than Alan.
Yeah.
That is definitely a better. Even Amy was like, oh, it's actually going to be quite fun at Shiv's house because he's got a cinema screen.
I might smile. I'm planning a smile.
Just and a then it one. Was all weird
yeah.
with Alice coming back as Alice.
And also, if she didn't want anyone to come back, I mean, sorry, if she didn't want anyone to know she was back and she was just going to lurk in the house while Alan was out the whole time, glad-handing, the fuck was the point of coming back? She might as well have just stayed with Shiv and his multimedia
thing.
No, because
what it was, she was dumping Amy, wasn't she?
Oh.
It was her plan to get a shot of Amy, who just brings the energy down when you try and have a nice time.
Amy
with
didn't actually realise Usha had gone. She just thought she's having a long lie-in, isn't she?
She's still in front of the home cinema, isn't she? Oh, hang on. Oh, she's turned into a different character, sorry. But... I presume she's still at Shiv's. No one's mentioned her. Usha's dumped her there. Shiv probably doesn't even know she's there, to be honest.
No.
And then there was a weird... it was weird because suddenly they were in Birmingham and I thought, oh, there must be like a... I don't know, like I thought there... I actually thought there might be some... I don't know, like a building might blow up. I thought there was a reason for Birmingham.
Yeah.
I just thought there was like a reason that we got out of Ambridge.
Anything.
No, nothing. But I mean, literally nothing. All it was a reason for Alice to be much more annoying than she is when she's drunk. I so much prefer her when she's drunk, I've realised.
I think I miss drunk Alice.
Because she is so earnest and irritating when she's not pissed, isn't she? And all that old stuff about like, I've bought your favourite socks, Chris. And like, oh, have you ever had puddings on your... I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Sorry. But do you,
have a drink.
Have
a drink,
Alice. COVID? Have they got COVID? And is the person who writes for CBeebies writing the script this way? Because it's annoying.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It really was.
something odd is going on.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something massively lacking at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's a bit, and it's just,
it's like
boring.
The plugs come out the back. It's a bit intermittent.
I mean, it could just be because it's, Christmas week and you,
but there
you
shouldn't
know,
be this dip in quality. It shouldn't be this evident.
No, we're if it was EastEnders, you'd be like, rifling it up now for like a massive climax, wouldn't you, on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Whereas our climax is literally, a llama will take the place of a donkey.
And all we've had this whole week, all the storyline, the three quarters of the storyline this week has been a turkey plucker and a sewing machine. That's it.
Oh my God. Although, when Clary was like, well, I've been up since 4 a.m. Yeah. I was like thinking back to our last podcast when I was like, you know what, Lucy, I've got up at like 6:30 this week to like write
completely
my Christmas cards.
Exhausted.
I am so tired. I was like, oh my God, that is commitment to your cause.
Yes, but...
Good.
She should
but
just
why?
Say no.
Yeah, just say
no. Don't be
I
daft.
Can't.
Of course, I'm not doing this all by myself.
When I've got a full time job plucking
yeah.
blimming turkeys.
And last year, Lillian helped anyway. So why didn't Lillian
help
again?
What, doing costume?
Yeah.
What was their play last year?
No idea. Wasn't listening.
Oh, it was something really boring, wasn't it?
Wasn't it Chaucer or something?
Oh my God! Was it Canterbury Tales? Or was that God. Was that years and years ago?
Ugh.
Was it the Calendar Girls, Lucy? Or was that 10 years ago? The calendar, anyway, we're not here to moan, Lucy. It's our Christmas episode.
Of course we're here to moan. That's our
but anyway, our, no, our the forte. Good news, hey, it's Christmas, good news, Usha's back.
Yes.
Yes, that, yes.
I will control my excitement.
Yes.
But this Alice thing, right? Mm. Is she fine now then?
It can't be. It can't be that suddenly it's fine. Also, we haven't had the triangle, but I thought there was a smidge of, the triangle that we were predicting between Alice, Chris and Amy.
Yeah.
There was the tiniest, breath of that this week when, I can't even remember what it was. Chris mentioned Amy or one of them did. And there was a slight you've spoken to Amy or something like that. There was definitely something, or maybe I was reading too much into it.
Though that was Alan, wasn't it? Because when she said, I went to Birmingham with.
Oh, so there was nothing.
There was absolutely
there was literally
nothing. No,
nothing.
That would have been an interesting thing. I'd have got a good couple of paragraphs out of that in the monologue, Harriet. And there was nothing, believe me. Not
also,
a hint of a thing.
When Alan was leaving his voice message for Usha, was he in Westminster Abbey? Because there was... Did you hear? There was like
the church
massive...
has expanded. They expand and contract. Bridge Farm contracts regularly. The church is now the size of... Yeah,
do you think it was supposed to sound like he was doing it from the church? Do you
yes.
think, basically, wherever Alan goes, the church sound effect goes with him.
Maybe he's got a special vicary mobile that makes everything he says
sound like
really...
he's always at work. Because we know what a slacker he is now. His true colours.
So he set it to church setting. So every time he says, please bring home milk, even when he's just messaging her. See? Yeah.
But anyway, Lucy, enough about the Archers. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Do you want me to tell my cracker jokes or is it too?
Yeah.
Are we too early for that?
No,
now?
Go on.
Okay.
On.
Is that basically it? Is that, should we
No,
just...
we've got the emails.
No, I mean, in our chat about the Archers.
Yeah, because
literally
all happened.
Nothing happened.
No.
There must have been something else.
No.
Some. Oh, no, no. I know.
What
is the storyline of.
Is this a cracker joke or is it a genuine question? Oh, okay.
If only it was. What is the beef with Susan and the Lily bodice thing? What's going on
because
there?
Because Lily's going to look better than Susan. The end. She's already feeling... Susan's feeling uppity because she's too scared to get on a horse. So she's worried that she's supposed to be chief king, that Lily is going to make more of an entrance than her.
I know, but I thought this was a double bluff. So she's saying, oh, it's fine, you wear the sheer outfit, and then so why was she pushing for that when she didn't want to wear the duvet, when she
because
wanted
she
something
knew
more glamorous.
That did you listen to this evening's?
Yeah, but only very vaguely.
Okay, well,
wrapping things.
Kate, Alice is freezing.
Lily
is freezing because she's just realized that it's freezing cold, so presumably she will
Her nipples will show.
Yes, and she will then give the bodice to Susan. They've already established it doesn't fit Susan, but anyway. And then she will wear the duvet thing.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh my God. Oh God. I feel like perhaps the Archers this week is just a reflection of the country this week. You know, like we sort of started December in quite good spirits.
Yes.
And then just because
spiraled into
canceled,
uncertainty and chaos.
We've just spiraled into, oh, whatever. So I can't be arsed. Yeah, I'm just, okay, fine. I won't have Christmas. Maybe it's just that. It's just a reflection of the country's apathy. Not apathy. What's the one? Just we've been locked down, basically, haven't we, again?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. The Archers is locked down. That's definitely what's happened.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah. Well, that's fine then. And there's no COVID there.
No.
So should I tell my cracker jokes then?
Yes.
To cheer us all up?
Yes.
Okay. All right then, guys. I feel like I should have some sort of jingle, but we've been doing other things. Okay. And there's a few of these. So just bear with, guys. I wrote them today. And I was going to do a cracker sound effect. Hang on. See if this works. No, that's a crisp. Hang on. What can I do to make a cracker sound effect? Because you won't have time to edit one in.
I can.
Okay. I've got it in my crisp now. Okay, can you put a cracker in?
Yeah. Makes note. Put cracker in.
Oh,
that
don't
won't
bother.
Mean
don't.
Anything when I come across it in a fortnight's
don't bother,
time.
Lucy.
And think,
it's basically Christmas Day today.
What?
You've got better things to do on the eve of Christmas. Okay. What is Ruth's favourite sweetie?
It's got to be something like Oreos or something. I don't know.
Apple fruit. Otherwise known as Starburst.
I was going to say, Harriet, considering you're so young, I am amazed that you don't call them apples.
They only get better. Who would Jolene most like to sing with at Christmas?
I don't know.
Elf, it's Presley. What do you call a pregnant vegan?
Oh, I don't know.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, God. Not all vegans are cool, but that's pissed them off, right?
Sorry, vegans. What do you call a monstrous drunken vicar? Frank's in wine.
Oh, my. Harriet.
These are good, aren't they? These
well,
are good.
Up until that one, they were all right. They're not...
Frank's in wine. I was quite pleased with that. Mm. What does Adam say on the 24th of December?
I'm tired.
It's Christmas, Eve. It doesn't quite work.
No.
We're nearly at the end, guys.
Okay.
Bear with. What's Ruth's favourite carol?
Opal fruits. I don't know.
The first Norwell. What's her second favourite carol?
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Let it snore. And what's, finally, Lucy, what is Ruth's third favourite Christmas carol?
I don't know.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh. Very good. Never have I been happier to hear the word finally.
Now we're partying. Now it's Christmas.
Oh my God.
It's
have you
Christmas
been on the wine
time.
Already?
I'm trying to inject some energy into the into the shit week that was the Archers. All I want for Christmas is you. No, not you, David.
Shall we tell the lovely peoples what is happening next week?
Ooh.
For our next episode.
Tell.
It is an pantomime, ladies and gentlemen.
It is not the Passion.
Not the Passion.
No.
Because the Passion is pants.
Passion
pants
is boring.
To the Passion.
Boring Passion.
So instead, you've got us singing and dancing and...
It's Umbridge on the couch. That's next year's song. Sorry.
Okay.
Because... didn't get round to doing anything. Lucy's done all the work as usual. As usual. all my ideas, I just didn't bother doing anything with them.
But you had them. That's the main. Well,
I
not
had
the main
them
thing.
And I can store them up for next year.
Yes,
Lucy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes, so next week, which it'll be sort of around New Year's Eve, New Year's Day-ish, will be Anne Pantomime.
Anne Pantomime!
Yes.
Yay! With special guests.
Yes!
Special guests, everybody.
Yes. Special guest, actually.
If they turn up.
Yes. Yes, that might as well go to email him. Anyway, now...
Oh, and Lucy, sorry, people will want to know, are you feeling better?
Much, much, much better. I nearly smelled a lemon this morning.
Oh my God. And what a smell to smell. What a smell.
It was lovely. Anyway.
Yeah, hopefully by Christmas Day you'll have your smell back. Anyway, yes. Digressing.
Isabel Cox on the emails said, I hope you're recovered from the Rona. I thought it was very selfish of you to take away my emotional support foam banana when I was switching jobs. I love the idea that we're an emotional support foam banana. Anyway. She said, our podcast was sunshine on a cloudy day.
Oh, no way.
Isn't that lovely?
That is lovely.
Anyway, then
which
she...
Which one? Was that one we recorded about 6 months
probably.
Ago?
Probably. Yeah. As with all our listeners, she immediately segued into how annoyed she is. Not with us, with them. The Natasha pregnancy storyline just pissed me off like Pat taking away Tony's trains. However I put this, I'm going to sound like an arsehole. But why do all the women in Ambridge have to breed? I have been listening on and off for about 7 years and I cannot think of a woman who's chosen not to have kids and is happy, except Fallon and harassment, or has fertility issues and in the end goes, okay then, and moves on and is not a melodramatic story of angst and ends in divorce. I'm not completely without a heart. I just wish to see more of a variety of women on the show, which reflect an underrepresented women and couples, childless and happy. Might have kids, might not. Not kid-hating banshees, just people who don't want kids. Instead of all these new financially independent women slowly merge into their husband's businesses or brand. Also, why the fuck would you breed with Tom, the weakest of the clan? At least Tony does what he's told and has some interesting ideas about the business. Ew. Sorry to go all warrior feminist on you, but don't worry, I haven't burnt my bra. It's too expensive. My tits are already drifting at 26. Much love and thanks, Izzy. Thank you, Izzy. That is an extremely good point. Not about your tits drifting, but because I was thinking, you're completely right. Everybody has had children or there is a loss of children. Fallon's the only one that's acknowledged it and said, I don't want them, but harassment really did.
Yes, and then, that's her point, isn't it? There was a song and dance about it rather than... We just, it's just not a thing.
Yeah. Both of us, I've got loads of friends who just say, no, we're just not into children, really. That's, you know, that's fine. If anyone else.
Not in that way.
Yeah.
Just clarification there. What sort of friends do you have?
If everyone in the world else wants to have children, brilliant. I don't. That's fine. We don't. That, you know.
And also it changes changes the characters as well, because obviously their setup changes and then it becomes more about the bit. Oh, I suppose though, for like Pip, for example, she's still Pip, you know, like she's got Rosie, but we don't hear
she's
much
still
about
annoying,
Rosie.
Isn't she?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's still just as annoying, just as, annoying as, she was as she was before Rosie was born.
And but, I suppose Debbie, but we don't.
Oh, we don't know. We don't know. We don't Debbie know. Could have 10 kids.
Yeah.
We know.
We don't know Debbie anymore.
She probably just haven't told Jenny.
Yeah.
Also, was Rory? Oh no, he's not coming back now.
No.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Next email, Esther Olkus. Hi, Lucy and Harriet. I just wanted to email and say thank you so much for the podcast. It's my favourite. No one else, like so many people have said, no one else they know listens to the Archers. When I listen to you both, it's like chatting with friends. I'm a Brit living in rural South Africa. So the Archers and your podcast is like a little link to home. Aww. Sometimes when I'm listening to the Archers and something happens that makes me laugh or roll my eyes, I think, what will you two have to say about it on Sunday? If you have any thoughts about what we might like to say about it on Sunday, do get in touch, Esther.
Because this week we're really struggling.
I would be keen to connect with other listeners, maybe on a WhatsApp group. Thank you, Esther. Yay. So now we've gone good. Now we've got to connect the whole of America and also South Africa.
Oh, Lucy, it's all in a day's work for you.
Yeah. Yes. Right. All things sexual in Ambridge. This is
Hang on.
From Rob Williams.
Do you think we should just... So anyone else in South Africa, text Lucy or email her.
Yes.
And then she'll sort that out.
And if you can just, if you email
ambridgeonthecouch@gmail.com,
we will all get it and we can all see it and everything else. It. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We could get like a little elf to do that, sort it out.
Do you have a little elf?
No. Okay. But yours are a bit older than mine. Couldn't they do it?
Well, I was thinking, but mine have got attitude now. Yours are still biddable. You can bribe them with
true, actually.
Crisps.
I think when the 10-year-old is 11, she might be able to sort that. Okay. I'll work it out.
Tell her you'll love her more if she does it, or that she will become your favourite immediately if she does it. Failing that, I'll buy her a pack of fags. Anything.
Yeah,
she wants.
Yeah.
Rob Williams. The pregnancy announcement was so awful. So many troops used and abused. Would you like a drink, Natasha? Natasha can't have a drink, a smoke, crack, crystal meth, or anything else that's bad for pregnant women. Oops, I mean, she's already had loads and doesn't want any more. Then there's the Stella and Will they, won't they? Sorry, but I think you're missing the obvious. Stella and Ruth. Don't you think that Stella fancies Ruth? The way Stella was... I did, actually. The way Stella was talking sounded very much like a crush to me. All we've got to measure Stella's sexuality is Mia's assessment that she's straight, and I can't help but think a socially inept teen is the best judge of that. And we know that Ruth isn't averse to checking out the away team.
True.
What else has she got to look forward to in the Brookfield bedroom?
True. Stella is the new Sam.
Yeah. How do we know that Ruth isn't averse to checking out the away team?
Oh, because...
she makes that noise all the time.
Exactly. I'm just looking for a bit of diversion.
Has she had...
I don't know.
She's never had a leather fling, has she?
I don't know, but you can imagine that Ruth...
Yeah.
Ruth wouldn't bother her, you know, either way, would she?
No.
Anything to, like, you know... I mean, David must be so... dull,
yeah,
mustn't he, you know, and you know, you can just he would not be up for a threesome, would he? Or you know, he just because he's obviously because he's quite proud, isn't he? And
unless one of them was a sheep, maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what,
or his mother.
Oh, now we're getting into odd territory again. I feel like this podcast isn't very focused, Lucy. Yeah. if that is to be, yeah, we don't know. Is that to be verified?
Yes. Can someone let us know if there has ever been any leather type action with Ruth?
With Ruthie baby.
Does anybody remember?
Can't imagine that there would have been back in the day in the Archers.
No.
But in fact, they don't have any. When was the last time they had a lesbian in the Archers?
Carol Toboggan's daughter.
But she didn't have...
Anna.
She didn't have a... They've never had anybody...
And Alistair's sister.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
They're all the people that keep drifting past.
But they're not really in it, are they?
No.
Anyway.
Well, I'm still hoping that Kirsty's just going to give them all up as a bad job and go leza, because, my God, with her, you know, with her track record, she's... If you keep doing the same thing and ending up with the same results, you've got to start thinking, do you know what? Maybe this isn't working out for me and I want to try something else. But anyway.
I think in the new year, Kirsty and Roy will get together.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because it's almost like, oh, we might as well.
Oh, God, really?
Because
so settling.
Because there was the Roy, you know, that storyline with him dating. What happened to that? She ran away, didn't she?
Yes.
Because of the camping fiasco.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I just think that's probably what will happen, because it always happens, doesn't it? Everybody ends up with just a convenient
Anybody ends up
person.
With Roy. It's just like, oh, God. Come on, then. God.
All right, Roy. Oh, no, that's Ruth. Oh, no. Oh, Roy. Oh, you didn't tell me you were in threesomes, Roy. Fancy a bit of David, do you?
Anyway, Helen Sherwood.
This is what happens when it's not an interesting week in the Archers.
You force us to go wandering off. Dear Tenor Ladies and the wondrous Mr. Newby and his metronome.
Tenor Ladies, we haven't been called that for a while.
Dear, do you miss me?
Do you remember when we used to be sponsored by Tenor?
Yep. Fear not. I've remained a loyal listener, but my fellow Archers addicted chums, Lindsay Giles and Richard Lee, have been taking their turns in writing in. Very amusing Suffolk accents last week, she said. I'm wondering who you'll be tearing a strip off this week, the terribly annoying Mia or the terrible script she had to deliver, or Linda Snell MBE. What's with her at the moment? Constanza and Salieri insisting on roles in The Mysteries too. And how many times will Harrison be cast in a skimpy outfit? He needs to issue a restraining order. Here's hoping the return of Ruth will elicit some lush parodies from Harriet and that Lucy's recovering. Yes, I am. Thank you very much. The big question is, what happened to Stir Up Sunday? I cannot remember a year when it wasn't mentioned.
Yeah.
Hope you all have fabulous things lined up for Christmas and please keep giggling. I missed you. I thought my podcast app was playing up. No, we were playing up, Helen.
And we missed you too.
Yes, and I don't know what happened to Stir Up Sunday.
I think it, isn't it on like the... Is it in November?
Yes,
Stir Up
it
Sunday?
Is.
They've still got a thing on the website about it.
Because
no,
I always feel smug. If I've made my Christmas puddings before Jill Archer's made hers.
What? Hang on, wait, stop the podcast. You make a Christmas pudding?
Yes.
Your own Christmas pudding?
Yes.
You actually make one?
Yes.
Oh my God, Lucy. Wow, I didn't know you were that kind of person.
What a person that cooks.
I've never met anyone who makes a Christmas pudding.
It's so easy.
You just put a load of... It's disgusting. Who'd want to eat
disgusting.
It?
Disgusting.
Christmas pudding.
Oh, do you not like it? I don't... All right.
Oh, I hate anything with like all that yucky Christmassy stuff in it.
What do you have then?
I like a Yule log.
A rye Vita and some celery.
I like a Yule log from Marks and Sparks.
Right.
Yeah, or those gold ones, you know, those stupid gold bomb things that you get from Lidl. They're nice too. Yeah. But my dad has a Christmas pudding, but because he's the only person that eats it, we just buy it from Co-op.
Well, I make them every year and I don't bloody like them, but I make them for everybody, so.
But is it quite a nice thing to do as well?
It is, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
How long do you have
and
to stir for?
And it makes the house smell delicious. You stir for ages until your arm does hurt. And then you have to steam it for 6 hours.
Ooh, steam it now. Ooh, that's a very old-fashioned thing.
Well, yeah,
can you put it in the microwave?
Pudding. No! It would probably burst into flames. It's 90% sugar. It's all it's got is dried fruit and sugar in, basically.
Well, I'm going to come back next year. Let's do the podcast at your house on a stir-up Sunday.
No, because you'll just take the piss. Because
I won't. I'm really intrigued.
You have just been astonished sort of person, whatever that means.
Lucy, I like it that some people still uphold these quaint traditions. It's sweet that your generation are still keeping these traditions going.
Well, and I'm so thrilled that your idea of Christmas tradition is going to Lidl to buy something that's been sprayed gold by Latvians.
Ooh,
so
yummy.
Well done.
Now I'm coming over next year.
You are not.
With
I'm
a
changing
microphone.
The locks.
We could do that. You know on Broadcasting House when they have slow radio and they have something bubbling or something crisping.
Yes.
We'll have your stirring up. Mm. We'll have your stir. Your noisy. You'll be like Ruth going... Oh, this is a sticky one.
Stella.
Oh, it's not quite how I like it, Stella. Oh, try again. Oh, round we go. Oh, my God.
Oh, we've really plummeted on the taste.
Yeah. Well, that's because you've lost all your taste.
Yes.
Smell. And
so have you, clearly. Yes. And you haven't even got any excuse.
Always. It's just because I'm really tired. It's basically Christmas Day. And I've run out of Sellotape.
And time and energy and everything else.
Anyway, I'm enjoying these emails as usual.
That's it. They're finished now.
What?
You're going to have to do a clarion. Get up at 4 a.m, Susan.
What, to read more emails?
No, to do all your presents and wrap up.
I can't buy sellotape at 4 a.m.
I bet you can. I bet Lidl's open.
Yeah.
You can buy your sellotape when you're getting your gold pudding.
Yeah, it's true, actually. True. Yeah. But you told me we had loads of emails.
We had 5. That was loads.
Okay. Okay. I mean, obviously, we usually get like, God, we get like thousands every week, don't we?
Yes, and we just pick the five best.
It's just, yeah, unfortunately, guys, we have to put them, we have to send them to somebody to...
decontaminate them in case they've got COVID.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
A few came through and infected
A few
us all.
Came through with a bit of Delta.
Yeah.
Are we on the still on the Delta? Is that the new one? What's the new one?
No,
Omicron.
No, no. I had
Omicron's.
Retro vintage Delta and oh. Everyone else has got... Omi.
Yeah. I had Alpha.
Did you?
Yeah, I had the Alpha.
What was that like?
Oh, it's great.
Was that one good. Of those people... Is that like those people that say, yeah, no, of course, I was a massive fan of them right at the start.
Exactly.
I feel I had
I feel pretty smug about
I
it.
I had Alpha before anyone else had even heard of coronavirus.
It totally wasn't even called Alpha back then. It was
and,
just called
Yeah, and now you know everyone's got it and it's not the same.
The trouble is now is that, you know, like back in the day, if someone had it, you'd send them cakes and go and do their shopping for them. And now it's like, oh, bad luck. See you in the new year.
Yeah. Don't touch me. Bye.
Yeah. You just send an emoji now, don't you? Oh, sad face. Happy Christmas.
My house is riddled with flipping coronavirus, apart from my daughter, who appears to have, despite having a diet... that would make a prisoner blush. She has...
She swerved it.
She swerved it completely. She keeps sending me pictures of negative lateral flow tests going, don't know how I'm doing this, because she goes out and then she, you know, she's out all the time, comes back and says, four of them have tested positive this morning, four of them. And I'm going, oh, can you please not go... Anyway. Oh, she That's seems to have discovered some weird, you know, immune streak. I don't know how she's doing it.
But when she gets her positive on Christmas Day,
we will all laugh. Laugh,
wood. But it does seem, doesn't it, that in families there's always one that doesn't get it. Mm. And she just has the immunity already.
Yeah. I reckon she already had it, but she was asymptomatic.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, doesn't stop her lording it over the rest of us like mad.
Sending you lateral flows in your face.
When I'm going, have you taken your vitamin tablet? She's going, actually, I think it's you that needs to be concentrating more on looking after yourself. So annoying. Anyway. Yes.
Yeah, but they're getting you secret stuff, Lucy, for Christmas.
I know.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh,
it is so sweet.
I want to get a Christmas present.
I bet you anything it would be Baylis and Harding body lotion.
Oh god. That's the thing, is it won't, it'll be like what they think is really lovely and expensive, and you're that's nice. It was gonna got that cheaper in TK Maxx.
Yeah, it was £4.20 this shower gel. £4.20 this body lotion.
That's so lovely.
I know.
You know, like also, like, you know, last podcast, it tickled me that I said that on Tuesday, the 21st of December, I'd be in TK. I was in TK Maxx exactly when I predicted I would be. And I just went around laughing. I meant to send you a photo of the shelves, which were just disgraceful. Empty,
full of
boxes
ripped,
and packaging.
Boxes.
Yeah. I did get some nice stuff, though, I have to say.
I think we have bollocked our chances of being sponsored by TK Maxx, definitely, after last week.
No, but we gave them a massive shout-out. We said it's the only place to go and do your last-minute Christmas shopping.
Yeah, if you like bring and buy sales, yeah.
But you get some good...
If you like the spirit of unexpected adventure, go to TK Maxx.
You get some good stuff there, guys. You really do.
A load of shit, but some good stuff.
And then the rest you can just put in your present drawer.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not all
I've
bad.
Got things in that present drawer that have
been there for years.
Yeah.
But probably out of date by now.
I think I've just got to hold on to them for my grandchildren now. I think that's the next.
Oh, sweet. Won't be long, hopefully.
Oh, my God, it'll be ages.
No,
shut
hopefully
up.
Not. I want to be a young granny. I want to be a granny in about 10
I don't mind
years.
Being a young granny, but I don't want my daughter to be a young mum. So that's not really going to work out, is it? Or my son to be a young dad. Anyway, let's
not
think about
that. You're going to have to foster someone.
Well, I'm forever doing that. I'm going to get arrested, I think.
So that's good. Have we finished our podcast now?
Yes. Oh, we haven't got Mr. Newbie again because he's travelling.
Is he travelling for Christmas? I thought you weren't allowed to travel at the moment.
No,
we
can't.
Basically couldn't get
they
on
can.
A flight. Oh, can they now?
Yes.
Oh, because they haven't gone the got Omicron.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. Anyway, he's up
to
his neck. I'm not telling, it's a secret. Actually, I don't know.
Lapland.
Lapland.
Oh, he's getting his sleigh ready. Yes. How cute. Yes. Oh.
He'd make a really good Father Christmas,
wouldn't
he?
He'd make such a good Father Christmas.
Yeah.
He probably is Father Christmas.
I think he is.
Oh, how lovely. It's a good fact about him that I didn't know.
No. Yes, but he will feature heavily in the pantomime. He's in everything because otherwise Harriet would have a total nervous breakdown trying to do all of the voices on her own.
We're doing it after Christmas, so that I don't have a nervous breakdown. Yes. Say that Lucy doesn't either.
Yes.
No, but that's great.
Yeah.
So we've done. Oh, we've done my cracker jokes. That's a shame. Should I try and think of some more?
No.
Oh.
But yes, we can go now. See,
did you like the one about Alan, the drunken vicar? Franks in wine.
Yes, you're not going to do them all Franks over again, are you?
I'm just not sure that really. You didn't give me quite the reaction I thought I'd get, especially for that one.
Approval.
When I that, I was,
approval. That's the reaction.
I was like, I thought that is so bloody good.
Franks in wine.
Franks in wine. Monstrous drunken vicar. Anyway, it's quite hard to think of Archer's themed Christmas stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
What?
What is... hang on, I'm trying to think. Rochelle's favourite carol? Joy to the World? No, it doesn't really work.
No.
No, because joy, I didn't think of joy. I could have done a joy sort of themed one, couldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Anyway, well, that's it for the year. On that note... On that downer.
If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this podcast or Harriet's cracker jokes, please keep it to yourself because, quite frankly, we've got enough to do.
But we wish you a Merry Christmas.
I'm just trying to think of a little
something I could sing out with, Lucy. just something for the road. We're walking in the air.
You sound like an old lady on a park bench now with a bottle of meth or something.
She's jolting at the end of the night. She's Merry Christmas, you all, and say good night.
No.
What is it?
Can't you imagine her singing the Pogues?
Yeah, because she probably knew Kirsty MacColl, didn't
she? Yeah, and slept with Shane McGowan.
And really fancied him.
Shane McGowan's probably Fallon's dad.
And now he's in the kitchen making chips.
Making sandwiches. That's all he can make.
They turkey sandwiches.
Oh, dear.
Merry Christmas. No, I'm just doing it as me. I'll do it as Kirsty. Sausages. No, Tom. Merry Christmas. She actually sounds like Jolene when she sings.
Does she now?
She does.
Not you. She sounds like Jolene when she sings.
I'm just not gonna waste my voice on these songs, Lucy, because I know you've written a real corker for the panto.
Yeah, that's yeah. I think you've oversold that at once. People haven't even heard it yet.
I don't think we can oversell it. I think we must oversell it so that people bother listening.
Yes. Well, brace yourselves, chaps. That's all I'm saying.
Lucy, how brilliant was Matt Rodriguez? This is Harry Potter.
It was actually quite Christmassy because Harry Potter is all quite jingly Christmassy, isn't it? The music.
It was such a gorgeous surprise because I didn't know it was coming.
Yes, I mean that's because I forgot to tell anybody. That's why you didn't know it was coming.
I love his music so much. He needs to release really an album.
Yes, of our theme over and over and over again, just to drive everybody around the bend.
And we have more music
this week. It is the Addams Family.
That's
the Archers
a good
tribute
one.
To the Addams Family.
That is clever. I can't wait for that.
Our panto will be up next week. Subscribe to us on iTunes and you won't miss it, even if you try really hard.
It'll automatically download, even if you've got your downloads
off.
You
can't keep it out. And please give us a review and we will give you big kisses.
Under the mistletoe.
Mm.
just trying to keep the
Christmas-y
thing
up.
Going.
Yeah.
So it's quite hard work, isn't it?
I know.
In the meantime, if you would like to contact us, you can email ambridgeonthecouch@gmail.com.
We are at On Ambridge on Twitter, or you can follow Mr. Newbie on Twitter at NewbieCouch.
And in the meantime, it's goodbye from all of us and have a fantastic Christmas!
Hurrah! My God. Nurse! Nurse, she's off again!
Thank you very much.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.